to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
This is Edna White, and you are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, your life purpose coach, and author. This podcast is for the all-around woman, where we challenge your everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and your business to help you live your life purposefully. Today on our show, we're excited to have our guest, Mayim Vega, who is a I'm going to mess it up, audience. You hear me now. Are y'all ready, right? Naturopathic herbalist.
Hey.
I got it. And her business is called the Holistic Life Academy. And you can find her at arukah.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Keeping It Real. How are you, Mayim?
Thank you, Edna. Thank you so much. I'm doing great, and I'm happy to be here and have a chat with you right now.
Oh, that's terrific. So, of course, you know, I almost botched your profession, but I want you to share it with me because it sounds so very interesting, and I think it's something that our audience might get some good information about. So share with us what naturopathic herbalist is.
Yeah, so when I first went to study holistic health and healing, I studied nutrition and herbalism. So you know, I mainly use the title herbalist,
right?
But then I kept on learning and I kept on studying, and you know, the new things that I learned didn't fall under herbalism,
right?
And actually herbalism is just a part of what is known more today as naturopathy.
Okay.
You could also say holistic health, but a more, I guess, professional term or whatever is naturopathy. So that's why I have that term, naturopathic herbalist.
I got you.
And you know, herbalists are the ancient healers, right? In, you know, hundreds and maybe even thousands of years ago, there were no doctors, you know, it's a fairly new title, fairly new term. There were no hospitals, there were no pharmaceutical drugs.
Of course.
Yeah. It was the medicine man or the, you know, the witch doctor or, you know, the faith healer. But he used herbs, or she would use herbs.
Right.
Mostly, they would use other things too, of course. But instead of drugs, it would be herbs. And there were, you know, there's also diet and resting and fasting and all that. But there's a lot of things that would fall under holistic health and healing or naturopathy today that were not used by the herbalists of old. For example, megadose vitamin therapy or orthomolecular nutrition. It is considered part of holistic health and healing because it's not actually like a patented pharmaceutical drug. Vitamins are not patented. Anyone can actually make a vitamin. Anyone can make vitamin C. You can make it at home. You
know? What?
If you have the right, I mean, it's just a, yeah, there's different types, and you have to have, you know, some special
equipment.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, it's not something that you, that you need an expensive laboratory to make. Now, some of the vitamins are a little bit harder to make, but basically, it's not patented, you know. And so, and it is, and they are, even if they, so, you know, you can make natural vitamins, and there's also man-made vitamins, but whether they're man-made or natural, they're still familiar to your body, and your body can use them, whereas oftentimes pharmaceutical drugs, they are so synthetic and actually harmful to your body, that even if they accomplish, you know, curing the symptom, it can cause other problems with your body. But when it comes to vitamins and herbs, it doesn't do that. Actually, the side effects, what I've seen and what my students have seen, is that the side effect of, you know, taking a certain herb or vitamin is that you're healed not only of the thing that you were originally took it for, but you're healed of other things as well. So it's almost a complete opposite. And both vitamins and herbs have that effect. And there's also like homeopathy and things called like German New Medicine and different things that weren't necessarily around, you know, several hundred years ago or thousands of years ago, but they still fall under the umbrella of holistic health and healing or naturopathy.
Gotcha. Now, you said, and I like that part, that you said that when you go holistic, not only does the herbs heal the original reason why you were taking them, but they do other things. Can you give us an example of that?
Yes, I have lots of examples of that. I have my own story, but I want to tell the story of one of my students, actually.
Okay, great. Yes, I love this.
She gave me the permission to use her story.
Okay, great.
Her name's Bernadette. Now, I might get some of the details wrong, but I'm going to tell you her story as best as I can, as I can remember, you know. Hopefully I can remember the details, you know. Anyways, so she came to study at Aruga.com. She said that she had wanted to become, at one point in time, a nutritionist or a registered dietitian.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure why she didn't do that. Instead, it could be because the regular dietitian route is like a full 4 years, you know, and you have to usually go into the facility, and it's long. It's lengthy.
Yes, right.
But you know, she had also been, I guess, following me, you know, on YouTube and social media and whatnot, and so she was intrigued by what I did, and it's funny. I have a student who's a medical doctor, but she also learns from me, and I also counsel with her because you know, her knowledge is also valuable. And I was telling her about this, and she was like, well, it's good that she decided to learn with you instead,
right?
Because the things she would be learning at a regular college would be the same things, you know, the people who form our school lunch menus or the hospital menus are registered dietitians. And they're not really trained to think outside the box, or they're not really, they're there to study what's established and what's accepted.
Right.
And that's not necessarily what's the best or the healthiest. Actually, I would say they're low standards. So the standards, the things that, you know, one would learn at our school at Aruga.com are advanced. They are, you know, they're not normal, but they're more radical, but they're also very healing. They're very, very powerful. Anyway, so she came to learn, but I think one of her motivations also to learn with Aruga is her husband. Her husband had been suffering with colitis. I asked her for how long. She said about 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Ever since he was discharged from the military. And so she said that he had been on lots of different types of medications. You know, he'd take one for a while and it may or may not help him, but at some point it would cause other side effects, which they'd have to, you know, have new drugs for it and blah, blah, blah. Or it would just, sometimes it just wouldn't be acceptable anymore. Side effects were so bad that I completely switched the medications. And so I asked her, well, you know, what medications is he on right now? And We looked it up. I forgot what the names of them were. We looked it up together. And funny thing is that some of the side effects of the medication that she was taking, he was taking, that Rezin was taking, actually could cause the very problem. So one of the symptoms of colitis is diarrhea.
Okay.
And one of the side effects of the medication that he was taking was that it might produce diarrhea.
Wow.
I mean, that's the craziness of the pharmaceutical
sure.
industry. So I was like, okay.
Sure. Okay.
I was like, yes, I can definitely, you know, help you, help your husband, and teach you what you need to know to basically nurse him back to health.
Okay.
So she became my student, and I made a custom module for her that specifically educated her on the topic of basically colon health, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, Crohn's disease, constipation, you know, just colon health in general.
Mm-hmm.
And she started reading, and she started learning all these things, and she started, you know, cutting out carbs, and going organic, and taking lots of probiotics, and doing raw, homemade kefir, just different. She became healthier than me, basically, and she was able to reduce her husband's medication. Now, I didn't tell her to do that. I can never tell my students, you know, to get off medication or reduce your medication. I actually referred her to a holistic practitioner near her to help her with that. But it's also everyone's constitutional right to do that, to get off the medication themselves. So I'm not sure what path she took, whether she went to the doctor that I referred her to or not, but she was able to substitute the medications that she was giving, that her husband was taking, with a healthy diet instead. And what the interesting is, now finally answering your question, is she reported several things that her husband was suffering with.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, the main one, was the colitis.
Okay.
But there were all the other problems were restless legs. She said that her husband has restless legs. They're just always moving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking medication for that. And also insomnia.
Oh.
And of course, different medication you can take for that. But the interesting thing is that when she nursed her husband to health through healing his gut, basically, it's all about gut health.
Yeah.
When she helped her husband do that, these other problems just went away on their own. We didn't even have to address them at all. Healing his gut, healed him of insomnia and restless legs. And then she had different problems. She had the opposite. She had constipation, chronic constipation. And she learned some herbal formulas and things like that for that. And so all still gut and colon related, all the same custom learning module that I made for her. So that's an example of, you know, you do one thing, but it helps you with so many things that you didn't even imagine.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot. When you were talking about, you referred to your client, what I would call my client, you refer to them as students.
I do. I like that term better. I think it's more accurate because client, usually it's, for me, it's like you tell them what to do and they do it, and they do it blindly,
right?
Kind of. They just trust you.
Okay.
But I don't think that's effective when it comes to holistic health and healing.
Gotcha.
There's a quote. Let me read this quote.
I really
like this quote. I don't want to botch it up. So I'm going to go. It's on my website. It's at the bottom. Let me see. What does it say? I'm going to read it. There's two of them. Well, let me read the one by Hippocrates.
Okay.
Hippocrates, he was known as the father of medicine, and he said that the greatest medicine of all is teaching people how not to need it. Everyone has a doctor in him or her, and we just have to help it in its work. So for me, it's like she needs to be well-educated, not just take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just take to just take my word from it, it would be too much. It would be
Right. Okay.
too much for me to tell her. You can't educate someone in 1 hour. You have to give them, in my experience, the best way to bring true health and healing, especially for a chronic condition like that, that someone's been suffering with for 20 years. She was able to help him in 2 months. And she didn't do that because I told her, oh, take this one herb, which is usually what happens when you go to a medical doctor, right?
Right, right.
This problem, and they're like, okay, take this.
Right, yeah, he does.
Okay. There's also, there's no education.
Right.
That's not how, I don't believe in that
Right,
method.
okay.
I had to empower her and encourage her and be there for her to support her, answer her questions, give her resources, links, tools, you know, stuff like that. So she was the healer. She was the healer for herself and for her husband. And that's actually our tagline for our school that we've used, you know, become the healer of your home and your community and build a profitable online health coaching business. But it starts with you, and it starts with the home. Like, you can't, a funny statistic is that, you know, medical doctors statistically aren't very healthy. You know, they don't have a longer lifespan. A lot of them, they'll smoke and they'll have, you know, really bad habits. And so they're not being a true doctor. You know, that word doctor,
right.
It comes from, I think it's a Latin word that means doctrine, which means a teaching or a teacher,
Ooh,
you know?
That's
and
really
so,
serious.
But, you know, that most, and that's why, you know, when you go to college and you reach the highest level, you have a PhD, then you're called doctor, right? Even if it's not a medicine, it's doctor of science, doctor of mathematics, whatever.
I see.
Doctor means that you've reached such a high level in your education that you are a very qualified master teacher.
Right.
But the problem is that medical doctors today, they don't fulfill that name, that title anymore. Now, there are some good holistic medical doctors. I think they're very few and far between. But they don't learn that in medical school. In medical school, typically, you know, they learn a diagnosis of diseases, but they learn pharmaceuticals, they learn drugs, which don't
Okay.
bring true healing. They mask symptoms.
Right.
Good. Sorry, for emergency purposes. I'm not saying that drugs are bad all the time, but they don't bring true healing. They bring temporary, very necessary relief and aid. But for true holistic health and healing, it needs to be a complete change in thought and in lifestyle.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You got me wanting to call my clients students. That's very good. I like that. I like the, you know, I love educating, you know, folks, whoever I'm speaking with. I love to educate them on whatever we're talking about. And that's really a good outlook. That's very good to, I like what you're saying. I like that. Now tell us, so tell us that now that you're showing up in the world like this, right? What made you start showing up like that? You know, what made you start to do your business this way, or just to start this business?
This specific business, I think it was
Yes.
Because of the pandemic, when you know, what was it, two years ago or so, as when I, you know, we started creating the health coach certification program. Before, I was just counseling people, coaching people on a one-on-one,
right,
you know, sort of basis, not teaching. But you know, I would always get people who would ask me to teach, not just advise, but to teach. And I was like, I would always push it off, but. You know, when the pandemic happened, I just realized that people need this, you know, people want this. And I, you know, there were two medical doctors who, you know, that I help sometimes. They encouraged me to do it. I was like, okay, well, it's always been kind of in the back of my mind, but I think this is the right time to do it.
That's great. Yeah. The pandemic has taught us a lot of things.
Changed a lot of things.
Yes, it did.
The world.
It did. Now, what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk or share with the audience that isn't really real?
Yeah, I have three. They're all basically the same kind of. They're very much related. Number one is the myth that in order to be a holistic healer, you need to be licensed. I'm not licensed. The second myth is that it takes many years. Now it does take the more years, the better. That's for sure. But I think most.
Okay, we might have lost Maya. I don't hear you.
Studying the right material and you're studying it hard and you're studying it vigorously, it doesn't have to take 10 years
Okay,
to start.
Mayim, I'm sorry I lost you for a moment. Can you go back and say that part again? You
Oh,
know,
which part? Which part?
just start from the beginning because I didn't hear you. I lost you for a moment.
Okay. So there are basically three myths and they're all kind of related, okay? One of them, or the first one, is that you need to be licensed to be a holistic healer. And that's not true. I'm not licensed in anything. And there are a lot of health coaches that are not licensed and they're very effective healers. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that it's bad to have a medical license, but it's not necessary. And that comes to the second myth, which is that it takes many years to become a holistic healer. And I think that the reason why that myth is around is because they're comparing holistic healing, the journey to become a holistic healer with the journey to becoming a medical doctor, which takes, at least 8 years, or more. But that, that's a different thing. That medical doctors are not holistic healers, they're medical doctors. And you can, like I said, my student, in 2 months, she was able to do what medical doctors were not able to do for her husband in 20 years. So that just shows that it's not time. It's you ha you ha you just need to know the right information. And Google is not going to be adequate. You can't just Google it.
Exactly.
That's another. You have to know the right resources, the right tools, and it doesn't take a lot of years. You have to know the right thing to study. And the third myth is that it's expensive to become a holistic healer. And again, that's because they are comparing it with the modern medical system, and they're thinking about medical doctors, but it wasn't modern medicine that helped me on my healing journey, and for my students as well. As I told you earlier, I have medical doctors, nurses, medical technicians that are studying with me. They already have licenses and degrees and whatnot, but they still don't know holistic health and healing. That's why they're studying at aruka.com. So our program is very affordable. To study medicine, it's gonna, or any degree, it's gonna cost, hundreds of thousands of dollars. To be a doctor, it's $150,000 to $400,000. But are you going to get the kind of education that you really need to bring holistic health and healing, to avoid cancer, to heal cancer, to heal yourself of irritable bowel syndrome or colitis? Or, my personal story, the reason why I got into the field of holistic health and healing in the first place is because I had these terrible migraines. They were getting increasingly worse, and I had already had two babies. But my pain that I was feeling with my migraines were worse than childbirth. It was like the most terrible pain I had ever felt. And I went to the hospital, went to the emergency room because I thought I was going to die. That's how bad. And with all their expensive equipment and all the medical doctors with their expensive degrees and the nurses, and then I had to pay like $4,000 out of pocket. And that was about 16 years ago, or maybe less. Around, whatever, 15, 16 years ago. So it'd have been more than 4,000 today, right? Back
Most
then, maybe.
definitely.
Yeah. But with all of their expensive gadgets and education and degrees and years of study, they ended up telling me that there's nothing wrong with me. They couldn't figure out what was causing my migraines. And they gave me some Valium, which is just,
Oh
it's a
my
strong
goodness.
painkiller. But it's not going to heal me. You take that, and you're knocked out. You can't do anything for, you know, the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And
can't do a thing.
And the problem comes back the very next day.
Yeah, starts and repeats it over.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, this is ridiculous. What? I just gave you $4,000 and you tell me there's nothing wrong with me? There's obviously something wrong with me if I'm in the emergency room.
Right.
You know, and so I had, that's what began my journey and why I became a holistic healer. And I was able to find out, you know, what my body actually lacked and what I needed to do.
Oh, nice. And that's what holistic health is all about. Now, I wanted to ask you a question about the herbs. So are you growing them yourself, or you, how are you obtaining them to create, you know, for your students? Like, so if I was a student of yours and I was saying, like, I had restless leg syndrome, you know, I know you had to do your due diligence and kind of put things together and look at their bodies and things like that. Do you grow your herbs?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not a gardener. And I don't, all of my, I don't actually counsel with people in person or face to face unless
right.
they really are local.
Right, right. You know? I got you. Yes.
Because everything is educational.
Right.
Everything is actually done remotely. And I give the formulas. I don't sell or make the herbs. I do make herbs for myself and my family or my friends, but I don't sell them. Just more teach people how to make the formulas and what to do.
Got you. Okay, yeah. Got you. So it's not coming from a company or anything like that. It's just you're creating the formula and then they're going to...
I refer them to different herbal sources. Like I like getting herbs from my favorite source, pacificbotanicals.com.
Okay. And are they natural or are they in the pill form? How do they come?
I always, for vitamins, you know, it's going to be in a pill form.
Right, okay.
For herbs, mm-hmm. I prefer getting them in bulk,
okay.
The herbs, either powdered or
okay.
dried
right.
roots and,
right.
and flowers and bark or
gotcha.
whatever part you need to use. And I think I for most of my formulas, mm-hmm. I prefer taking it in herbal tea form.
Gotcha.
There's other ways to get tinctures, you know, I've made tinctures.
Right.
And pills, you know, you mm-hmm. can make your own pills. You know, my students will learn different ways to make herbs. But my favorite way to take herbs is by drinking it. You can get the most, and it's the, you know, with tinctures, you get that alcohol content.
Right.
You need, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's best
yeah.
for most purposes.
Right. Okay. Well, you're teaching me something, audience. We are being taught. Today, we are the students of this, you know, holistic way to live. And I love how you talked about healing the gut. I do believe that. Gut healthy, you know, using the bathroom, voiding, you know, I like that idea. You know, I didn't know about that.
Every day should be done every day.
Every day. And not just once. But yeah, I love that. I love that you talk about gut health because we forget about gut health a lot. We, you know, and a lot of times it's when I know I was gluten intolerant, didn't know I was. And then, I had a seizure. So I didn't know. I just didn't know. And it really, you know, once I got that under control and stopped eating, you know, a lot of things and getting my gut together, my life changed. I felt light, you know, and, you know, and it's not hard. Like you said, it's not hard, but you have to, it's something that you are now, it's a lifestyle for me, you know? And I think living holistically is a lifestyle.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that life coaching also is an important part of that the field of holistic health and healing, how
right.
to think properly,
how
to get rid of your limiting beliefs.
It's
that's absolutely applicable in the field of health and healing as well.
Right. That's great.
And also, you know, mm-hmm. you know, life coaches, they coach people on relationships and on
mm-hmm.
you know, attaining one's goals. That's an important part of holistic health and healing as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Often overlooked.
Yeah.
That's also, yeah.
That's
relationships
great.
And mindset and, yeah,
It
It's all part.
all works together. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what advice would you give someone who was considering pursuing in the field that you're in? What would you give? What insight would you give them?
Well, to sign up at our school. And I guess something more generic, not as self-promoting. Let me think about that. Okay, one of the principles that our school is designed from. Okay, so personally, I studied at various different places. I studied
Okay.
herbalism and nutrition originally at the Global College of Natural Medicine. Then I went on to study at Dr. Christopher. He's not a medical doctor, he's a master herbalist. John R. Christopher's School of Natural Healing, and I studied herbalism there, and then more herbalism there, and then I studied with Andrew Saul orthomolecular nutrition. Something about our school is that you'll see that you're going to learn different theories from top experts and holistic healers. Some of them are doctors, some of them are naturopaths, some of them are herbalists, whatever. And a lot of times they will disagree with each other. Like one may say you need to go vegan, and another will say no, you need to eat lots of meat. And I believe the truth is usually always somewhere in between.
In between,
And
you're right, you're exactly right.
I would say never be dogmatic about one thing that you learn.
Yes.
Always keep learning. Always keep your ears peeled. And that doesn't also that doesn't mean just listen to everyone. I mean, I am very particular about who I learn my information from. It's only from sources that I trust. And there's a network there that that I trust. But yeah, not to ever think that one way is what everyone needs to do. No, not everyone needs to be vegan. No, not everyone needs to be a carnivore. Not everyone needs this and this and that. Health is personal. It has to
It
be
is.
individual.
I found that out.
And as a healer, you also have to admit that you don't know all the answers, and that what will work for one person may not work for someone else. But ultimately, empower the person to be their own healer,
Seek their own healing.
unlock that inner healing potential.
That's right. So you guys, you heard it. Audience, you've heard this from Mayim, and she's not self-promoting, but I think I'll just have to plug her. So go to Aruka, ARUKAH.com, the Holistic Life Academy. Now, this is the second half, and it's so great for our audience and I to get to know all about you, Mayim, and your business. Now, let's turn the tables and know about you personally. Let me see. What's the best compliment you ever received?
My mom is here. She just moved here from the Philippines. And I think coming from her mouth saying that she likes my children and their character, and she likes the way that I raised them, and I have seven of them too. So we're a big family. I think that's probably, it has nothing to do with holistic health,
That's okay. I asked you your
but
favorite compliment. That's great.
I was like, wow, my mom thinks that I'm a good mom and that I've raised my children well. To me, that's huge.
Yeah,
I
that
love
is huge.
that.
That's wonderful. Okay, so what would you pick as for your last meal?
I'd pick anything heavy, even though I do like meat. I think I would just have some fresh fruit, like a bunch of fresh fruit, something light and natural taste of heaven, you know?
And would you have a drink with that or no?
Some herbal tea, white pomegranate. That's
Oh,
what
I
I
love
love.
that thought. I love that thought. Love it, love it, love it. Love it. That sounds so delicious right now. So, final thoughts. What's the best tip you can share with other women in business?
In business, okay, that's a good one. I would say that to build the successful business of your dreams, it should come from, you know, in my personal experience, I feel like it needs to come from a place of a lot of passion,
mm-hmm.
really determined, like, understand why you're doing this. Don't do this just because other people say it's good to do or whatever. Like, believe in what you're doing. If you don't believe in what you're doing, find what you can be passionate about and what you can believe in. Do something that you can do that people need, of course, you know, it should be something useful.
Right, exactly.
But,
yeah.
You know, but still something that you can really put your heart and soul into because you really care about it. And I think that is one of the keys to success, you
right.
know, and why I've been able to successfully been able to work from home for, you know,
2 years.
Oh. Well, no, actually even before that, I've,
yeah.
you know, worked
Oh, okay. You okay?
I had my own business. I actually okay. have been doing that for 18 years.
Oh, wow. Well, you were a lucky one.
Yeah, it's just the health coach certification program that is 2 years old. But
okay,
I've been. You know, 2009 is when I started Aruka.
Okay.
And before that, I you know I was into online entrepreneurship as well.
Okay. Well, audience, you've heard it from our guest Maya Begin. And I would just want to thank you for being here. This brings us to the end of the show. I want to thank you, audience, for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please donate, please share it with others, post about it and on social media, and leave a rating or a review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at EJW Coaching. Thanks again, audience, and I'll see you the next time. Remember to always draw abundance, have happiness, and a whole lot of fun. This is Edna White and my guest today, Mayim Vega, saying good night.
Night.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com. Equal employment opportunities. Text BV Jobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.